We haven't talked since the release of the Ad Hoc Contract Review Committee's draft report that we obtained through an open records request. I'm sure that there are parts of that draft report that you agree with and that you disagree with, and I wondered if you would be willing to detail any of those aspects on both sides.
Well, as I said in public statements, after WKMS, I think, had been the first news outlet to post the actual report, I was glad to have a chance to see it from some source, because I had not received a copy from the committee nor the board as a whole. And you're right, I do take issue with some number of elements within it. I think on the academic performance side, to some degree, there was a little bit of cherry-picking that went on to make a worse case than what exists, certainly. So that is of some concern to me. And with regard to the board presidential relationship, I don't agree with the findings there. I think, assuming the chair authored the ad hoc report, I think he confuses disagreement that exists with disrespect. I've always tried to be respectful in fulfilling my obligations to the board and maintaining a relationship with them, even when it may not have concurred with what the chair thought was the right thing to do. There'll be an opportunity for me to respond to that. I'm actually thinking through right now the best way to do that, whether that's in some sort of forum or whether it's in terms of a written response to the ad hoc committee's report. But there will be an opportunity soon for me to talk about some of those things. I've actually been traveling to some degree since it was released due to a family obligation over the weekend and then meetings here in Frankfurt. But in not a long period of time, I do want to have the chance to kind of speak to the findings that were put forward there and give my own take on what really exists with those. One thing that's particularly troubling to me is the fact that last September, I reached out to the chair, obviously knowing that there were problems in the relationship, and on two occasions sought to have a mediator or a facilitator come to meet between myself and the board, and had an individual identified who would be willing to do this for free at a retreat the board held last September, and the chair declined the opportunity to do that, which, again, was troubling to me at the time, and now even more so as I see what's transpired in that time. So there are stories like that, and as I have an opportunity to share those in an appropriate venue, I certainly will with regard to the ad hoc contract report.
And when you mean a mediator, do you mean an attorney?
No. This would be an individual who is skilled in communications facilitation, works with groups to identify issues, help those issues to emerge in discussions, look at kind of the large ideas that may be held on each side to find common ground and figure out plans for moving forward. And last September, certainly I thought that could be something helpful in working with the board to set an agenda with them, but again, the chair declined. And I'd ask him twice for that, and he declined on both occasions to do that. So I do feel that I identified the fact that we needed to improve that relationship and sought for ways to do that, but those attempts were rebuffed.
What about Dr. Kurish yesterday during his address to faculty, Senate, and staff Congress members about not being notified of your applications with other positions and that it would erode trust between the president and the board? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would suggest that, yes, trust had eroded, but I don't think that was a unilateral behavior on my part. You may recall a year ago I received my evaluation report from the chair on behalf of the board, and at that time, and that time was April of 2012, a year ago, at that time had requested the chair undertake with the board some discussions with me about potential renewal of the contract. At that time, he indicated that he would not be having the board do that. I was more than somewhat surprised by that had indicated to him at the time that it seemed appropriate with the completion of a multi-year evaluation process that it would be good for those discussions to start, but he had said he would not have the board take that matter under consideration at the time. I informed him then, a year ago, that he surely understood that it would need to be the case that I would have to start looking for potential positions that were a good match to me, given, one, the amount of time it takes to get a job at the presidential level, and two, the fact that opportunities that were a good fit don't come up all the time. And his comment to me was really kind of a throwaway line. Had told me that he really didn't care if I did that, and I had shared subsequent to the board, because there had been no request on the part of the board how to handle this, I'd shared with the board that any time I would be named as a finalist for a position, or when my name would go public up to that point, that I would make sure they were informed as such. So I do not agree with, again, I have not heard the tape of what he said yesterday because I've been out of town. But to the extent that that is what he said, I do not agree with his characterization of the statement made.
Well, moving forward, at which any of these issues can be repaired, or if the board decided to revote on your contract, would you still be willing to entertain an extension?
I think we're going to find out over time, depending upon where the Attorney General's potential investigation goes around the alleged illegal meeting on Thursday, March 14th, there may be this opportunity to revote. And if that happens, I have no reason to believe that the outcome now would be any different than what it was before. Of course, things can change. So my position hasn't changed from what it was a year ago. At what time the board would desire to extend my contract, as soon as they provide an opportunity to do so and slide me the contract amendment, I am willing to do that. Until what time they desire to do such, I will continue to look at very specific forward-moving opportunities that may exist. But if there is something that changes and there's a feeling on their part that they want to step out and work together in a new chapter of accomplishments for the university, I've been saying for over practically a year now that Rhonda and I would absolutely look forward to that opportunity if there's an outreach on the part of the board to do such.
And do you feel as though the PR and the news and the media surrounding all of the goings-on relating to not extending you a new contract hurt your possibilities at another position?
Well, it's always something that has to be a concern. But in doing these jobs, most boards understand that over time there can be differences of opinion, that relationships can change, that board makeup can change, which has certainly happened here at Murray State, that causes good relationships to come to an end. So I think as a candidate, you have to be able to explain the background of what's gone on and have people in your corner who are also willing to speak on your behalf and similarly explain situations. But it's certainly not an uncommon occurrence.
Dr. Randy Dunn, Murray State President, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Chad.